Depression. One of the most common problem symptoms in the world is depression, sadness, lack of interest, lack of drive. Sometimes even so bad that you wish to die or commit suicide. The antidepressant drugs suck, and I'm being as kind as I can. 4 major scientific articles state if all the negative studies on antidepressant drugs had been, quote, allowed to be published, the net result would be zero. The pharmacomafia refuses to allow publication of 75% of all of their negative studies. Therefore, antidepressant drugs are not 40 or 45% effective. They're zero effective compared to placebo. And they increase your risk of suicide. They never cure significant depression. Throw them in the river, no, better in the soil, in the toilet, somewhere. The single best thing to treat depression is auditory training, which you've already talked about. There are also some nutrition things that you can do, like don't eat junk, no sugar, no wheat, no fast foods, no rice, and, of course, take adequate B-complex. Inadequate C, inadequate D3. But the single easiest thing, if those don't work, is to take tryptophan, depending upon your weight, 5,000 to 7,000 milligrams a day, 25 milligrams of B-complex, and 15 to 20 milligrams of lithium orotate. That works so well that I gave a paper at a major surgical meeting on this. The National Enquirer picked it up, and the next day, the country was sold out of tryptophan. 48 hours later, the Japanese had doubled the wholesale price. That's one of the most effective ways. The second is the LISS, L-I-S-S, cranial electrical stimulator. I discovered it in 1975, proved in 1976, that it raises your serotonin, the bright-eyed bushy-tailed wake-up hormone, using the LISS cranial stimulator. Totally safe. Only contraindication would be pregnancy or a pacemaker. 1 hour every morning will cure at least 80 to 85% of people with depression. Well worth considering. Photostimulation. For some people, just training the brain with flashing light, blue or purple light, at 1 to 7 cycles per second, puts you in a deep state of detached relaxation. That can help immensely. And, of course, there's the gamma pimp. We've talked about that, I think, already. The gamma pimp puts the brain into gamma frequency, in the zone. Who the hell cares? Detaching from depression is infinitely safer than any drug in the world.